Welcome back to MogulCon Radio. It's DJ Josie Rock here. We're in the midst of MogulCon 2023. Yes, I am sitting here with Nyota King, who is the owner, the founder of Nyota Milani, which is a fashion brand.
We're a clothing and accessories boutique located in Southwest Atlanta.
Love that. Thank you so much. Okay, so can you describe your experience with MogulCon 2023 thus far?
Wow. Well, this year with MogulCon being in Nashville, Tennessee, it's a whole new experience. I've never been to Nashville before, and being here at the Gaylord Opryland, this place is humongous, and meeting all the women that are here in Nashville and the surrounding areas and the attendees that have traveled from Atlanta, it's just extremely empowering and all over. I met someone from Detroit today, someone from DC. So this is really just showing the power of Black women in business coming together and supporting each other and learning. And of course, there are men here and we welcome them with open arms, but really eye-opening in terms of the reach of MogulCon.
That's right. And that reach is something that we're working on continuously, which is why we launched MogulCon Radio this year, 2023, because we want to let more people know, to continue to know about MogulCon and the type of community that's being created here. So that brings me to my next question. Can you tell me a little bit more about your business?
So I started my business in 2014, so coming up on the 10th year, and we are a women's clothing and accessories boutique, as I mentioned, in Southwest Atlanta. And I really love being able to curate statement pieces for women who want to bring their full selves to the table through fashion. So you can find us at pop-up events, lots of women's conferences, women's events in Atlanta, and of course, Tennessee with MogulCon. And we're available on all socials, Nyota Milani and NyotaMilani.com.
So we love Dr. Phillips. What has been one thing that, or something that she's taught you or you've learned from her, either directly or just by watching her, being in her presence, that you would want to share with somebody else?
Great, great question, Josie. So I would definitely say that for me, Dr. Phillips has widened my viewpoint of what I can do. She has always encouraged me to think big and bigger and dream big so that it scares me, but that I still push through. And I had that experience really this year when I rebranded. My business used to be called Frugal Chicks Rock, and now it's my first and middle name, Nyota Milani, and I've elevated my brand offerings as far as my products, and that really came about from a conversation with Dr. Phillips. So really stepping outside of my comfort zone, dreaming super big and being so afraid, but still moving forward.
So that was a big step for you. How did you overcome? This is a bonus question, because I only have four questions. But how did you, because you already had an established brand. And so I could imagine that there would be a lot of a fear of associating with, if I change this, am I going to have to start from scratch? How did you get the courage to face that fear?
Well, as a member of the Trusted Circle, Dr. Phillips Mastermind Group, I had several discussions with Dr. Phillips and with my Trusted Circle sisters about making these changes, and I formulated a strategy in my strategic plan as to how I would implement the rebranding. I hired a rebranding consultant, change my logo, website, all of that. And what I actually did was started introducing different products at higher price points over time and seeing the reaction from my clients and getting their feedback, as well as the Trusted Circle. And with that, I just then set a date for the rebranding and launched and haven't looked back.
Awesome. Okay, so we have the last question, and it is about MogulCon 2023. So what is an experience or something on the run of show or the program that you're looking forward to seeing?
Well, shameless plug, the fashion show this evening. Everything has been amazing, as I mentioned, from the speakers to the connections to seeing everyone at the expo, being here in Nashville. But for sure, this is my first time featuring my pieces in a fashion show, so this is huge. Really, really looking forward to it and seeing just everyone's reaction and being part of such a great event. And again, stepping outside of my comfort zone.
Okay, thank you so much, Nyota, for sitting down with me here on MogulCon Radio. We again appreciate your time. And once again, this is DJ Josie Rock with MogulCon Radio. Stay tuned for other updates and follow us on Instagram at MogulCon Radio. Thanks.